Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. It's my college football legend video special. The young man that I'm going to talk about is Lindsey Scott out of the University of Georgia. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Lindsey Scott. What more can you say? A few seconds in his life changed on October the 26th, 1980. Something that's going to still be remembered to this day. His name still rings through the lands of Georgia. Vadosta, Douglasville. Unbelievable. The words about this young man in his life is that he's going to be a Georgia Bulldog, and he's going to be always loved. And you cannot be jealous of that. That one play, that 93-yard touchdown. Going back to that day, October the 26th, 1980, a lot of people don't know this about me. I was a junior attending the University of Arkansas. And that day, I had heard a little about Georgia's football program. They was ascending. Herschel Walker was getting all the news nationwide. But most of my football ability and knowledge and following games down there in the Southwest Conference, Eric Dickerson, Wes Hopkins, Kenneth Sims, Gary Anderson, Billy Ray Smith, Johnny Hector, Aubrey McMullen, Grady Turner, Gabriel Rivera. That's all I was know. That's all I knew about the Southwest Conference. But I know Georgia was playing Florida that day. And I remember getting up. I was standing in Buchanan Drake Hall. And I remember the game kicked off, I believe, 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. So me and my two friends, Billy Anderson from Conway, Arkansas, and Victor Moss from Magnolia, Arkansas, we said, you know what, we're going to go get some hoops in. And went down to the gymnasium, shot a little basketball for us students, undergrads. And we came back. And the next thing we knew, Georgia was down in that football game 21-20. And they had the ball in the own 8-yard line, and it was third down. And we said, what, Georgia finna lose to Florida? But I'm going to talk about Lindsey Scott before I come back to that point. Lindsey Scott, I know about Lindsey Scott because he was highly recruited out of Wayne County, Jessup, Georgia. Because a lot of people don't know this. Him and Buck Ballou almost went to the University of Tennessee. And at that time, I had several friends that were going to go on and play football in Tennessee. Carlton Peoples, Mark Studdaway, Xavier Cook, Brad Ingram, Kevin Milan. And then looking at Tennessee, they had already produced some good receivers that came along before Lindsey Scott. Larry Sievers, Lester McClain, Stanley Morgan, who's a standout with the New England Patriots. But Mr. Scott decided to stay home and play for his home school state, the Georgia Bulldogs and Vince Dooley. the first knowledge I heard about Lindsey Scott, keeping up with his career through people I knew throughout the Southeast, his second half kickoff against LSU his freshman year that changed the fortunes of Georgia football that season. And he had the return skills. And when he took that kickoff back, he reminded you of a Terry Metcalf and his son Eric Metcalf. Remember them? Or Devin Hester or Dante Hall. I said, oh, we. Georgia might have something with Lindsey Scott. But coming back the sophomore year, Georgia went 6-5. Disappointing. They won all their conference games except one. If they would have beat Auburn end of the season that year, they would have had a chance to go to the Sugar Bowl. But they lost all their non-conference games. But it was a rough year for Lindsey Scott. His sophomore year, he lost a scholarship after an altercation with a department athletic official. Then he was in a serious accident when he broke several bones in his foot. And it was told to him that he might never, ever play football to him and his mother. But the young man bounced back, paid his own way through school. It was part of the 1980 team that won it all. And the thing about what I liked about Lindsey Scott is that he looked himself in the mirror and he became a team player. Now, what's crazy about that season, Georgia really got there because they had that outstanding running back, that freshman that changed everything in college football history. I consider the greatest college football running back ever, Herschel Walker. And he was getting all the noise. He was getting all the, as we call it, he was getting all the flowers. And leading up to that game, 21-20, third down, Georgia looked lost, looked hopeless. But before Lindsey Scott made that great catch, he had not caught a touchdown in 9 games, but he was still running out there becoming a team player. That's what y'all need to think about. Left 76. Lindsey, at his own words, my job was just to go down on that play. I just wanted to make a first down. He saw that opening, and he started flying like an eagle, like the great Steve Miller Band. Fly like an eagle, and the Red Sea opened up, and Lindsey took it to the house. Me, my friends, Billy Anderson and Victor Moss was in Buchanan Drake. And when Lindsey Scott caught that pass in the middle of the field and turned up, boy, can we say sprinter speed? Carl Lewis, Ben Johnson, see ya, I wouldn't want to be ya. And he took that thing to the house. And still today, I could go back and watch that play over 100 million times. Him and Buck Ballou. I'm sorry. When you look at college plays and all these great players that played this game, and Jim Brown to Tony Dorsett to O.J. Simpson, and you think about all the great plays they made, to Archie Manning, who I saw play at Ole Miss as an 8-year-old, to Edris Dickey, who I saw play for the 1966 Tennessee State team, who I still consider the greatest team ever, 27 players drafted over 3 years, had the great Atlanta Falcon, Claude Humphrey, then Randy Moss, playing at Marshall, Reggie Bush playing at USC, all those athletic plays he made. There's not one play in college football history that changed the fortunes of a state and a school. And the reason I did Lindsey Scott video today is because Georgia won the national championship this year, more than 41 years. But when you look at it, this play is always going to stay in Georgia football history. And the thing I like about it is you go back to that 1980 team. Of course, it was Herschel Walker that made it happen. But it was Lindsey Scott and a lot of other people that played a big part. Buck Below, Amp Arnold, Chuck Jones, Tim Morrison, Nate the Skate Hudson, Norris Brown, Jimmy Plain, Eddie the Meat Cleaver, Tim Crow, Scott Warner, Mike Fisher, Chris Welton, the 1980 Georgia team is going to be special. But the guy that made it happen, that one play that saved the University of Georgia that year and was an inspiration over the last 41 years to the Georgia football players that finally made it happen a couple of weeks ago, Stetson Bennett, Trayvon Walker, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, Channing Tindall, Louis Fine, Deron Kendrick, Zamir White, James Cook. They were all following this great Lord of the 82. Lindsey Scott, thank you, man. Once I end this video, I'm going to go back and look at that play again. And to all you dog fans, to Mr. Paige Bridgman, to Mr. Joseph Taylor, I'm bowing down to y'all today. Your program is the best. No question about it, brothers. No question about it.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
To my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today. Kudos to my veteran, Mr. Lindsey Scott, wide receiver, University of Georgia. The one thing when I think about Lindsey Scott, I think about his sophomore season. I'm going to make a change for once in my life. I'm going to feel real good because I'm going to make a difference because I'm going to make it right. So football, thank you and be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.